This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The FBI just lied to all of us. James Comey just blatantly lied to you and me and the whole country over the email Clinton, Hillary Clinton email scandal. And I'm going to explain how he lied and why it's such a brazen, bald-faced lie that shows how rigged the system is for Hillary Clinton. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger, as you know. You're listening to healthrangerreport.com. I'm also the publisher of Trump.news and Clinton.news if you want to check out those websites. Now, how did James Comey lie? Listen to this. On July 5th, 2016, when he held a press conference, about a 15-minute press conference, and he laid out all of the evidence that Hillary Clinton did violate national security laws. Laws that every other person in government is held to, laws that require you to have the responsibility to make sure the information you're handling does not get leaked out or stolen or carelessly misplaced so that it goes into the hands of the enemy or enemies of America. This is all about national security and secrecy laws, and top secret designations require, or people handling top secret designations are required to go through training and briefings. And I know people who've had top secret clearances, and I confirm with them today, and they tell me, yes, we were told that any information that's top secret that's in our hands is our responsibility, and we can be prosecuted for losing track of that information or allowing someone to steal it or copy it or view it, even if we did not intend to. And this is where the key is found in the big FBI lie uttered by James Comey. Here's the lie. He admitted that she violated the law. He admitted it multiple times. She trafficked in top secret email conversations on her unsecured, off-site, homegrown email server, which probably was hacked by foreign entities. And she had multiple conversations that were top secret with all kinds of state secrets and details that could have been picked up by anyone else. And she deleted some emails. She hid the emails. She lied under oath in testimony multiple times to pull this off. And by the way, the reason she had her own offsite server was so that she could collect money, essentially bribes, from foreign interests for giving speeches by promising that she would return the favor to them once she wins the White House. So she has already pre-sold the White House. That's what a criminal this sinister woman is. She is a criminal of the highest order. She is a traitor to America. And FBI Director James Comey basically laid out that case that anybody else would have been prosecuted for. But then at the end of the conference, James Comey says, but we don't recommend prosecuting her because she didn't mean to do to have these secrets leaked or stolen. In other words, she didn't have intent. She didn't mean to. This is the entire justification of James Comey saying he doesn't recommend prosecution. Again, just to review, yes, she violated the law. Yes, she trafficked in top secret designated state secrets on an unprotected, unencrypted system that was very likely hacked by foreign entities and enemies of the United States. Yes, she lied about it multiple times. She tried to cover it up. You know, Martha Stewart went to prison for lying to the government. Hillary Clinton lies to the government. She might get elected president. Think about that. But then James Comey says, well, she didn't mean to do it, and so we recommend not prosecuting. Well, listen to this. The law, as it is written about protecting these state secrets, talks about gross negligence. That if you allow these secrets to be leaked or carelessly or recklessly shared with others, which is what Hillary Clinton did, then you are guilty of gross negligence, which makes you guilty under the law, which means you can be prosecuted. Now, notice the word negligence. The word negligence, by definition, means you didn't intend for that thing to happen. Gross negligence means, for example, let's say there's a careless father with his young infant in the car on a hot summer day, and he puts her in the car, and he walks into 7-Eleven to buy a Slurpee. He comes back out of the 7-Eleven, and his young child, you know, is dead from heat exposure. That careless father would be charged with gross negligence. He didn't intend for the child to die, but he was negligent because the child was his responsibility, and he violated that responsibility by taking actions and making decisions that led to the child being killed. That's an example of gross negligence. This is a legal term. Negligence means you did not intend for that to happen, but it happened anyway, even without your intent. Another example would be you're driving a car at night. A pedestrian walks out into the road. You strike and kill the pedestrian with your car. You didn't mean to, but maybe you were distracted by your cell phone. That would be negligence. You were negligent because you were operating a heavy vehicle without in a reckless way, in total disregard to the safety of the other pedestrians around you. So that's negligence. So Hillary Clinton is guilty of negligence, which does not require intent. In fact, the definition means you didn't intend. And yet James Comey says we're not going to recommend prosecution because she didn't mean for this to happen. That's a contradiction of the law. The law says you're guilty even if you didn't mean for it to happen. And think about what precedent this has now set with James Comey, the FBI, saying that people like Hillary Clinton are above the law. They really should not ever be prosecuted for any crime, even crimes against the state, as long as they didn't mean to do it. As long as they didn't mean for something bad to happen. Their intention was good. Yeah, sure, they were reckless. Sure, they violated the existing law. Sure, they accidentally let state secrets fall into the hands of our enemies. But she didn't mean to do it, so we can't prosecute her. Well, really? So does that mean now that every member of the federal government, every bureaucrat, every official, can now basically just say in their defense, well, we didn't mean to? You know, how about Lois Lerner, who used the IRS as a weapon of intimidation to target Tea Party nonprofit groups and patriot groups? And not that she's even being prosecuted anyway, but even if she were about to be prosecuted, couldn't she just say, well, we didn't mean to? And then the prosecutor's like, oh, you didn't mean to. Okay, so you're off the hook. So I want you to try this next time you're pulled over for speeding. You know, just tell the cop, motorcycle cop, oh, I was going 157 in a 25? Really? I didn't mean to. I just didn't mean to. And see if you get let off the hook. Is this the new defense now? It's unbelievable. Now, but there's something else in this that you need to understand. In fact, Hillary Clinton did mean to. And let me explain. There's another legal concept, and it concerns the difference between what is called general intent versus specific intent. Now, general intent is the intention to do something, such as Hillary setting up an offsite email server in order to evade the scrutiny of having a State Department-run email server. And she did intend to set up that server, and she did intend to use that server, didn't she? Because she's the one who had it set up. She's the one who used it. She's the one who demanded it. And then there's a concept called specific intent. Well, she didn't specifically intend for a hacker to hack her email account. No, she didn't specifically intend for those secrets to be leaked. No, she didn't specifically intend for some enemy of America to get into her email account or scan her email traffic and then steal state secrets. No, she didn't specifically intend for those outcomes, but she did have general intent to create the conditions that led to those violations of national security law. In other words, Hillary Clinton is, in fact, guilty of the general intent to run an offsite server, to run a secret email server off the books. In other words, sort of a black box email server, kind of like the way the mafia has a set of accounting books off the record. Hillary Clinton wanted an email server off the record. That's why she set it up, because she intended on using that email server to commit crimes of accepting bribes and selling her influence to foreign entities. That was her intent. And that alone is a crime, by the way. It is a crime against America. She should be, in fact, charged with treason. Not that that's ever going to happen, but you know, technically that's where this should go. But in any case, she did have a general intent, but she did not have a specific intent. Well, James Comey is conflating these two issues, lying to us all by saying, well, she didn't intend for her email to be leaked. Yeah, we know that, but she did intend to set up the mail server and use it off the books. That's general intent, and she does qualify as having the intention to do that. She is guilty of national security law violations. She should be prosecuted. And then we have the fact that many, many other people have been prosecuted for exactly the same crimes, even though they didn't have the intent either. You know, the Department of Justice under Obama has now prosecuted more government officials for leaking classified information to the public than all the past presidential administrations combined. No one has prosecuted more leakers than the Obama administration. You can go down the list. There are all kinds of people who have been charged with mishandling classified information, like General Petraeus and others. And back in 2015, there's a naval reservist who was charged for mishandling classified information accidentally. He didn't intend to either. So this idea that Hillary Clinton didn't intend to, so we shouldn't prosecute her, is nonsense. The FBI just lied to America. James Comey just lied, flat out lied. He laid out the case for prosecution and then invoked a lunatic rationale, an unreasonable, just completely out of the blue rationale for not prosecuting, a rationale that would not be, you know, honored or embraced by any rational-minded lawyer or judge in any court anywhere in America. It makes no sense. Not only did Hillary Clinton violate the letter of the law, she had intent to set up the email server that resulted in the violations of the law. She had intent to deceive, to have an off-the-record email server so that she could carry out acts of bribery against the interests of America. She is an unindicted criminal. And you know, most of America has finally come to realize this. That's what's fascinating. This issue, more than any other issue, is now waking people up all across America who are saying, wait a minute. You know, in their minds, they're basically saying, this is bullshit. Hillary Clinton is guilty. She violated national security. Why is she above the law? This is the question in everyone's minds right now, who are asking themselves, does this mean that laws only apply to the little people? Does this mean that the bureaucrats in Washington, the power brokers, the political elite, they are above the law? They cannot be prosecuted no matter how heinous their crimes, even if they're traitors, selling out state secrets to the enemy, accepting bribes from Russian uranium mining companies, you know, selling out nuclear material to countries like Iran, or engaging in human rights violations by supporting the Saudi Arabia regime, which is a totalitarian regime. There are no consequences for Hillary Clinton for engaging in all of these heinous, horrible crimes against humanity. And finally, this is starting to sink in with the people, because I've been talking about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton since the 1990s and describing what incredible criminals they are. And a lot of people are just now starting to come to terms and realize, holy cow, these people are absolute criminals. But here's the takeaway from this, and I'm going to wrap this up with this thought. Hillary can still be prosecuted by President Trump. This is crucial to realize. If we can get Trump elected, President Trump can prosecute Hillary Clinton. Because think about this. The FBI has not prosecuted Hillary. The DOJ has not prosecuted Hillary. She has not been given a trial and exonerated. No trial has taken place. She can be charged and prosecuted and dragged into a trial by a Trump administration. And frankly, This is really one of the best reasons to vote for Trump. There should be a bumper sticker. It just says, prosecute Hillary, elect Trump. That's all you need to know. Prosecute Hillary by voting for Trump. If Trump gets into the White House, he has that power at that point. And if he does somehow manage to win, and they're kind of neck and neck in the polls right now, and I think the polls are biased against Trump. So I think my guess is right now Trump has about a 5-point lead, really, in the minds of the actual voters. That's my guess. If he does win, one of our first efforts as reformers and people who demand justice and law in America should be to petition Donald Trump to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Now, you can bet that if Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, she is going to find some reason to prosecute Donald Trump. She will try to prosecute probably every patriot, every independent news outlet, every organization, every nonprofit that does not bow down to the obedience demands of the Democrat Party and the corrupt Clinton regime. And by the way, at this point, it is worth pointing out that the Democratic Party now in America has become the party of criminality, corruption, just complete collusion with the corporations and the banks, the big banks, the Goldman Sachs of the world, the Monsantos. You know, Hillary Clinton is all pro-Monsanto. She's called the bride of Frankenfood. You know, the Democratic Party is the party that's all pro-vaccine mandates, and they want to strip away all your rights, all your individual liberties, your constitutional rights, your Bill of Rights, and they want to do this under their proclaimed demands of tolerance. They claim you're not tolerant if you aren't obedient, and their tolerance means that you surrender to their agenda. Otherwise, they call you a racist and a bigot and a hater. Meanwhile, they're committing the crimes and the corruption and the bribes and stripping away your rights and freedoms and kidnapping your children in the hospitals, literally kidnapping your children and calling it medicine. If Hillary Clinton wins, America as we know it is finished, because we will probably see the outbreak of a massive revolt, possibly civil war in America. If Trump wins, we're going to see a lot of violence by those on the left. We're going to start seeing radical leftists bombing government buildings, and the mainstream media will applaud them and say, oh, they're just exercising their right to protest with that C4 explosive. You know, you're going to see NPR and MSNBC talking about how leftists have to use explosives because they don't have any options left when Trump won the election, so they have to bomb government buildings, and it's okay if you're a leftist. You know, you're going to hear that kind of thing. Maybe not that blatant, but essentially that message. So get ready. We're in for some very interesting times. Just rest assured, the FBI no longer upholds the law, period. That's crucial to recognize, because even I thought the FBI might have been the last bastion of law and order in America. It's gone. It's gone. Thank you, James Comey, for just basically admitting that the FBI is a lawless branch of the corrupt Clinton regime. The White House is gone. The EPA, the FDA, all the regulators are gone. The CDC is gone. Everyone's sold out. The Senate is gone. It's all now corruption, selling out to the corporate interests. It's all now about consolidating power into the hands of the Washington elite while punishing, intimidating the impoverished masses, really, who live everywhere else in the country and who are punished with higher and higher taxes and censorship and oppression, while their culture is being destroyed, their country is being literally invaded and overrun by illegal migrants running across the border so they can vote for Hillary Clinton. It's insane. It's all insane. That's why we're so close to a breakdown at this point. I know you can feel it. I know that you hear it when you talk to other people all around you. You know that a shattering of the delusions of our nation is now imminent. There's going to be a revolt or a revolution or a civil war or a balkanization of America, or states will call for secession, or there's going to something big is about to commence, because there is no longer, people have been so oppressed and have suffered so long under this criminal Democrat regime that they simply cannot tolerate anymore. We're very close to that endgame point. And rest assured, those in charge, the elitists and the globalists, are going to try to create a condition where they call for martial law. They're going to try to disarm everyone. They're going to try to create wars of blacks versus whites. You know, don't fall for that. The race-baiting wars are all designed to give the government more power and keep you fighting with your fellow brothers and sisters so that you don't pay attention to your real slave masters, who are the criminals in Washington like Hillary Clinton. So that's my message to all of you right now. Recognize who the real enemy is. It's not the white guy, the black sister, the Asian, it's the Mexican. The real enemy is Washington. Washington has declared war on you, the citizens, by nullifying the rule of law. They have just declared that people like Hillary Clinton are immune to all laws, can never be prosecuted, that they can violate every law in America, and they can operate with absolute impunity, even as they are accepting multi-million dollar bribes from the enemies of America. That is how bad it is now. So never forget, Washington is at war with you. And you are not at war with your fellow citizens. No. No matter what their race, no matter what their sexual orientation, religion, skin color, you name it. We, the people, are all victims of Big Brother. And Big Brother is about to become your big ugly sister, known as Hillary Clinton. Stay tuned. This will continue. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.